Okay, you are joining us here in Vanity Fair's Garden of Ideas, where everybody is busy setting up in the background, so do excuse any background noise that you may hear. And you are joining us, Vibora, Accept and Proceed, on Endless Vital Activity, where over the next couple of days we're going to be having the conversations that no one else is having. And Bora, it's an absolute pleasure to be here with you. I wanted to give a little context. Last year I came to Milan Design Week, and while I was enjoying the usual displays of very grandiose, very impressive design features from brands and organizations, I saw a kind of break in the pattern, and it was your elephant in the room. And even that title, Elephant in the Room, makes us think about the conversations we're not having. And I suppose when we think about it, we're living in this moment when we realize that for a long time, creativity is being used very effectively, often for short-term financial gain, but to the detriment of our planet and our society. And what I saw in the bravery that you had to have the conversations around the elephant in the room was really the potential of what Milan Design Week may become. Which for me is
what
more
it
like
become.
What it will become with a bit of luck.
Yeah.
Which for me would be something more akin to the early days of Burning Man, where you start to think of organizations coming together and cross-pollinating and intel sharing and starting to think about the way we'll live in the future and the role that we can all play in that. And so I suppose in our opening conversation, I'd love to ask you, where did this come from and what led up to the elephant in the room?
Well, thanks first for doing this together, because what led up to it is one, but what comes out of it is the other. And that's why we're sitting here today. That's why we're sitting here invited by Vanity Fair to share the thoughts. That already shows that the ripple started. And the fact that you were there last year, you invited us like this year, like to collaborate, and we're here now together. It now shows me how even more how important last year was than the running up towards it. And it started because I always thought that I was trying to change the textile industry, and we are, and we are in that industry. But the more we run up to Milan Design Week, I saw that we had the status quo seeing that we were doing interesting things, starting to like pressure us. And that forced me, and almost when you squeeze like a jumping ball, or you push something, it needs to go out, it needs to explode. And that's what the feeling I had before was for Milan. The more pressure the industry gave to me, the more I was like, shit, I need to be there. We need to do this right. And that led up to me asking around, we need a space to talk, a space to show what we're doing and not show what we want to sell, but give a platform to the people that we think are having interesting dialogues, a dialogue between their raw materials, a dialogue between the functionality that they're looking for. And so the starting point was talking to big designers here in Milan, and that said, like, Bora, we love what you're doing, so let me see if we can give you a space. And then Castello came up, the biggest castle in the center of Milan. And I loved being in the center, but when I came there, it was so humongous. I thought, are we up for the task? And we walked around in that castle, and I was there with Fabio Novembre that did it, like that invited us. And at that moment, we walked on the patio, and the patio was a big fresco of an elephant. And he said, this is, Bora, this is you. You're always talking about the elephant in the room. You're always kicking everybody. And then I thought, like, yeah, let's even push it harder. So it was a chain reaction of all these little things together that forced and created the opportunity. And it led by me asking everybody, and the bigger it got, the more interesting it got. And I had no clue that I could get to the point where we had hundreds of people visiting. We had a dozen brands sponsoring. We had like literally the biggest castle joining Milan Design Week for the first time. So it was not if I wanted to do it. It was meant to be. It was a force.
Yeah. It's so inspiring. It was very brave. And when I asked you about it afterwards, you said I could not do it, which I found, yeah, very, very inspiring. And I think what's interesting to me is when you think about symposiums, you know, the original name or word symposium comes from Greek, and the original meaning of a symposium was basically people fighting. So the original symposiums would have been a lot more rowdy. There was a lot of drinking and a lot of shouting, and people would wear different hats effectively in different positions and argue with each other to find a solution. And when we think about what a symposium has actually become, it's usually the opposite of that. It's people sitting on a stage agreeing with each other. And I think what's so necessary in conversation now, and what's inspired what we're doing over the next 48 hours, is basically the conversations that we need to have. I'm not saying we will fight, but we will ask ourselves, what is not being said? What are the voices that are not being heard? How can we introduce the things that aren't being introduced?
Yet it's finding the pressure point and not being afraid to show it and creating a safe space to be able to show the pain. I think that's where a lot of the conversations that we are having is pre-thought, is to show safety. It's to show the facade that goes well. And that's for me, we're now in Milan Design Week, it's the biggest facade of all brands showing what they are doing well, but not what's the pain behind it. What are the struggles? What are the legislations we are facing? And I know them very well from the textile point of view and from the supply chain. What is that actually doing? It will change radically the industry in the coming 5 years. And yet we are here all agreeing that we're doing great.
Yeah, absolutely. I think in the run-up, this is quite a unique conversation in some respects. In the context of the conversations we're about to have, this one's unique because it's just you and me.
Yep.
We're both hosts over the next 48 hours. When we discussed the role that we wanted to play, we got onto the topic of animals that we identify as. And you said that you identify as a pelican. And I, slightly concerningly, said that I identify as a fish. And I hope that you're a vegetarian pelican. But we actually started to think about the role that a pelican plays in relation to seeing the sea and scanning the ocean, but then diving into the sea at points and spotting the fish. And then the fish that's in the ocean really kind of ebbing and flowing with the conversation, but also that I could be a flying fish. So at points you'll go into the ocean, I'll come out of the ocean and be able to scan it from above. So it's my great pleasure to be the fish to your pelican over the next 48 hours. And I think to your point around the pain points that people aren't talking about and hearing, I think creativity's never been the problem. And the creative energy that's been deployed very effectively over the last 50 or 60 years is now needing to be sort of reorientated for different goals. And we need to come together and skill share and intel share in order to be able to think about the way that we can all play a role in what's required over the coming years. Because we sit here on a spring day in Milan and it's easy to forget that, you know, the future trajectory of what's happening with climate change and various different things is quite stark. But equally, we can achieve great things together if we come together in a different way.
Yeah, it's definitely the sun shining on us. We just put on some sunscreen and then life's good. And everything sounds beautiful. Everybody's building up, moving things around, and the atmosphere is very, like, the energy's high. And I think that's what a lot of times creativity brings. That's a lot of times when people come together, what the energy of people can bring. But the realization of what it's built on is different. And I think there is a it's interesting. I hope in these coming days we're going to have conversation about, like, across generations, like what did the generations for us? How do we communicate with the generations? But also, what is happening within the structures? We have amazing guests that are going to talk about how they changed their industry, yet they are all putting all the energy into working in those energy in those industries, and then they get crushed by society and financial structures, and they suddenly have to think about that too. And it inspires me through my own route and my own passion and my own like struggle in and goals in into the industry to see others make their way and be successful in different ways. And that's, I think, also one of the questions, what is success of the future?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. Because let's be honest, most things have to change. You know, the way we've been doing things isn't working that well for a lot of people. But in that is the most incredible opportunity for humanity. Like the opportunity in this moment is huge. And I think the role that design can play in that opportunity and the responsibility that design has to play in that opportunity is absolutely immense, unimaginable almost where we could go. So I suppose I'd love to ask you, and maybe of us both, you know, what would be an opening statement or even rallying cry that we'd like to send out to the creative community or audience that are going to be listening to these conversations over the next couple of days?
Well, I like that we, of course, like this is not the first chat we're having. And throughout the road towards this conversation and this week, you came with some very nice pointers. And I think like yesterday you sent me an very happy, long 11 and a half minute voice note while playing soccer with the kids. And I literally listened to it as a podcast. I put in my earplugs, I walked around, I cleaned up a little bit here. And you mentioned that it is a sort of, yeah, when is the moment that sort of you first understand that you lose like your hope? Or how did you formulate it exactly?
Yeah, when did you first lose faith?
Faith, yeah. And I think that's super interesting because throughout my career, I think like there's so many moments that you're on the verge of bankruptcy or the verge of a something exploding. The moment that you see it all tremble and fall. And every time it happened, it gave opportunity.
Yeah.
And every time it happened, and I think that's, I cannot wait until, like, to hear, like, the conversations of the people that we're talking to, like, what, which clouds opened up the moment that they did it.
Yeah.
Because I think that's maybe the most inspiring. And we all know that the most inspiring thing comes from failure. Like, everything that's perfect is not really interesting. It's the stories of people trembling and getting there and finally that make the best Hollywood movies. And yet we still try to cover our mistakes and try to cover the things that go wrong.
Yeah, absolutely. I think if I was to give a message to the creative community, the designers out there here at Milan Design Week, which is one of the pinnacles of the year, I've been very inspired by you, Bora. I think you've stayed young in your mind. You haven't stopped questioning and being brave. And I think in that is the truth of what designers are. We listen very deeply. We think very deeply. And then we act through our work. And that's really what the world is calling of us as designers. So I would encourage us all to stay young and unstoppable and listen deeply to what's being asked of us and use whatever agency we have, whatever role, whatever conversation, whatever platform we have to push the conversation forward. Because I think that's really where it all starts, in conversation. And if you don't think you have agency, find it and then use it. Or if you see others without agency, give them yours. And that's really where we're starting with these conversations, I think, opening up the conversation and the power and the agency. And we cannot not do this.
I think that's very interesting. Like and I asked you right before, like agency, how does, because English is not my first language. And because in an agency, I think about agency
a
that
studio,
helps.
Yeah.
Yeah, a studio. But actually it is that. It is a sort of, how do you help? How do you amplify somebody that needs amplification? And I think the further you get, because you will always have your own struggles, even if you are able to look behind you or see which doors you opened and how you can guide others through the same doors. And I think that's the interesting part of that, where we are at now is we can create stage. We can create an atmosphere. We are at the pinnacle events throughout the world. If we have the ability to gather the people that move in those worlds and show the open doors and show the stage, it can change not only cities, but societies, and I think also how we look at everything. And it has been one of the things that I've been focusing on, but also seeing others do and what it does in for instance in Amsterdam in the city. And I'm very glad that we are creating this structure and this first step. I know for sure that it's gonna come to something very beautiful. It will flourish.
Yeah,
like,
I have no
like
doubt.
The flowers on the beautiful invitation you made.
Yes, yes. The pressed flowers that were collected by my children in 2020, and they were very proud to be featured on the promotions. We talk and think a lot about the need to move from communication to conversation. When you think about marketing communication or brand communication of the past, we need to be able to unlock every single member of a community to be able to address the challenges and opportunities of the future. And so here we are. I think this is an open conversation to everybody that's listening. Please get involved. If you're inspired by what we're doing here, then we would love to hear from you. Thank you, Bora.
Thank you very much.